I'm Dan Klefstad. An NPR Illinois U of I Springfield survey shows broad support for changing Illinois' gun laws. Sam Dunklaw has more.
Researchers polled more than 1,000 likely Illinois voters from Chicago to southern Illinois. More than 70% of those people favor banning high-capacity magazines and what are often called assault weapons. 88% support fingerprinting FOID card holders, and more than 90% say they want mental health background checks on gun purchasers. Democratic State Representative Kathleen Willis of suburban Addison is among those pushing for more gun control.
That shows that we're going in the right direction. The minority that is against it is a loud minority, but they are definitely a minority.
When it comes to all the proposals, strong majorities of both Democrats and Republicans are on board, as well as those identified as gun owners. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
Richard Pearson, who directs the Illinois State Rifle Association, is skeptical of the numbers. He says many gun owners stand against what he calls the infringement of their rights. In other news, the city of Rockford will send the Hard Rock Casino proposal to the Illinois Gaming Board. Last week, the city council voted 11-1 in favor of Hard Rock's plans, beating two other alternative sites. Mayor Tom McNamara says the new casino will have immediate and continuing economic benefits.
1,200 construction jobs, 800 permanent jobs with an average salary of $51,980. It's a great development for our city. We're excited of the more than $300 million development.
Once the gaming board receives the proposal, it has up to a year to decide whether to grant Hard Rock a license. A proposed bill would require all CBD products sold in Illinois to meet testing requirements that would be developed by the State Department of Agriculture. CBD is a cannabis extract that does not cause a high, but is marketed to alleviate conditions such as anxiety and chronic pain. The bill would require any untested products to be removed from store shelves and online shops, according to Representative Bob Morgan, who introduced it in the legislature. Potential fines start at $1,000 and would increase with more violations. The fines would go to a newly created CBD safety fund to be used for enforcement. Sales of CBD products in the U.S. are expected to reach $5 billion this year, a more than 700% increase from last year. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The U.S. Census Bureau is asking the 50 states for driver's license information months after President Donald Trump ordered the collection of citizenship information. A state Motor Vehicles Administrators Association says most, if not all, states have received the requests from the Bureau for information that includes citizenship status, race, date of birth, and address. The Associated Press has learned the Bureau wants even more state records. It filed a formal request last month to ask states to volunteer records about recipients of public programs. The request doesn't explicitly mention citizenship information, but some observers say the timing suggests a connection with Trump's order.